This recording, England 86, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more than her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so it made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned her that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I come from Coventry, which is in the middle of Britain, kind of by Birmingham, but relatively near to Stratford as well. So it's quite nice because you've got the diversity of... Coventry is a quite big city itself, but obviously Birmingham, second largest city in Britain, is right on your doorstep. And then you've got fields and there's countryside. So it's kind of nice because you've got the diversity of different areas, different scenery, different things. People in Coventry talk quite fast. Like, I tend to find when I moved away to university that my accent slowed a lot down because other people were slower. But at home, people talk really, really quickly. And sometimes the words can just become a bit jumbled and it sounds a bit peculiar, unless you're from there. And as far as slang, I don't think people don't tend to use slang a lot. There's a lot of chavs, though. A lot of chavs in Coventry, which... do cause a lot of trouble, which is kind of bad because it reflects on you as a young person, because everybody puts you with, there's a lot of old people as well, so the bracket means that the old people put you in the bracket of young person doing bad young person, which is not always true and a bit unfair, but how can I explain this? Like a young delinquent hangs out on the streets, drinks beer at bus shelters and graffitis and smokes and just generally is nuisance. Dresses in tracksuits and caps and just likes to terrorise. But they tend to be younger children, so like from the ages of about 12 anywhere up to like 19, that sort of age bracket where they've not got anything better to do, so they'll just flood the city centre and drink in public and make a nuisance of themselves. But there's quite a lot to do there. It's a nice place. They've recently built like a big massive shopping complex as well, so that's... And IKEA, we have IKEA, which both brings in loads and loads of new people. But it does swamp the Coventry skyline, that you can see it from everywhere. Yes, big blue building with a big flashing neon yellow light. Which we used to have the symbol of Coventry is the three spires because of the war and the blitz and the bombing and stuff. So we have an old cathedral and a new cathedral. So, but the only surviving thing from the original one was the spire. So... On our emblem, there's three spires because it's the new spire, the spire on the church, and there's a spire on the new cathedral as well. But you can't see that anymore. You used to be able to see it from the Coventry skyline. It's now blocked out by IKEA and the ice skating rink, which is next to it, which is pretty poor. It's not as nice a view from my bedroom window. But, yeah, that's about it.